Tosfos, so we continue this evening in Simon Bey's Sifhei. The Kitzer writes, Lo yiga kodem netila lo bepeh, velo bechotem velo beinayim velo beaznayim. Before a person washes his hands in the morning, the first night a person shouldn't touch his mouth, his nose, his eyes, his ears. Velo pia tabas, nor the area of defecation. Velo beochlin, nor should one go ahead and touch food items. V'lo b'makom ha'kaza, and if one did bloodletting, so one should not touch the area where one did bloodletting. Why? Mipnei shiruach hara hashora halayadayim kodem netila mazik ledvarim elu. Because ultimately the ruach ra that is upon the hands, that is upon the hands and in the morning when one wakes up. So again, it has a detrimental impact on these things. So in the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim Bahalocha, he writes over here the following. He says he writes over here in Sif Katan Dalid. He says, the Kol Techai Adam and Mishnebura the Arach HaShulchan. Interesting discussion. So now the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzer says that one should not touch food prior to Netilas Yadayim. What happens if one went ahead and in fact did touch food? Meaning, what's the status of that food afterwards? So the Kitzer writes, he says, Ubechai Adam, Uv Mishnaburo, Uba Arach HaShulchan, De Imnaga Bema'acho, Kodim Shenatal Yadav, Ein La Asra Ma'acho. So again, the way we paskin is, even though you shouldn't touch the food, if you did touch the food, it does not go ahead and Asr the food. It does not prohibit the food. However, because I am Beis Yosef, Shekasav, Beferish, the Davar Shasu Mishum Ruach Ruah, Mutter Bedi Eved, Umuva Dvara Bitvua Shar, Shasu Beshus Yaakov. And Beis Yosef writes quite explicitly that even something that is usher because of ruach ra, because of a spirit of impurity, bidi eved will still be okay. So therefore, again, as much as the halacha says that one should not touch food prior to netilas yadayim, if one did, the food still remains prohibited. Mostly, we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Sivav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.